Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get the official word from the offices of the official person. This is official. Remember in the old days, it used to be your official weather station. Okay, who decided it was the official weather station? The guy that ran the station?
Used all the time. I mean, how many times have you heard, you know, so-and-so is the official car of the Super Bowl?
Right.
Or this game show is the official game show of the Olympics.
Right. This is the official drink for the Patriots, whatever, whoever, mm-hmm. how they do that. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. My name is Doug Steffen. We get together for an hour every week. This sort of corresponds with another hour talk radio review with talk hosts. Now it's up to Michael, who is actually the person behind the scenes, working with his staff, gathering the list of stories. And it happens to be this is the week of April 6th to the 10th. They were going to overview people list, and there's some names on there I don't even recognize. So let's get to it, Michael, and see what we've got. The list of stories is really focused on one thing and one thing only, it seems.
Sort of, yeah. The coronavirus definitely has infiltrated every topic. At number 10, we have technology. At number 9, we have the USS Theodore Roosevelt flap. At number 8, psychology and personal relationships. At number 7, we have a three-way tie between celebrities with COVID-19, Boris Johnson hospitalized, and Linda Tripp dies. That has really no connection to this. Mm-hmm. At number 6, race relations and homemade face masks. Very interesting. At number 5, presidential race and Wisconsin primary. At number 4, U.S.-China relationships and the World Health Organization controversy. At number 3, health care. At number 2, the economy. And number 1, statistics and projections. And those are the 10 basic story areas of discussion across the nation on talk shows.
All right.
In the people category... We have Brent Crozier and Thomas Modley at number 10. Maybe those are two you never heard of. They are the two people involved in the controversy over the USS Theodore Roosevelt. One is the captain who was fired. The other is the acting Navy secretary who had to resign.
Good for him.
Linda Tripp at number 9. Those who don't know who Linda Tripp is, she's the one that tripped off the conversation about the impeachment of President Clinton when... She kind of squealed.
She was her friend. She's one of the worst human beings ever to walk the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Do you think I was too crass this week when I heard that she died? I said, good riddance.
No, I do. I don't like that type of thing, Doug. You shouldn't say that. However, objectively speaking, Linda Tripp. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. This is a human relationship, a human nature issue. If a young woman goes to an older woman and says, I want to lean on your shoulder and I want to share with you something in confidence, even without saying it's in confidence, I want you to comfort me. I want to let you know about a problem I'm having with my boss. I'm having a relationship. And you take it all down and you take notes and you record the conversation and then you go public with it and trigger a national calamity. I don't know. I mean, was her responsibility to the truth and to tell everybody, or was her responsibility to her friend and to be a discreet human being? I tend to think you've got to be discreet, but, you know, that's just me.
Me too. Yep, yeah. I'm with you. Maybe that you said it so much more eloquently than I did.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, when you get into the area of, that person deserved to die.
Well, I didn't say that. But I think that she was the example that she set for younger women, for women her own age. I've said what I'm going to say.
But it's really interesting. This is something that people deal with all the time. I mean, the personal relationships versus public responsibility. You know, loyalty to friends versus adherence to the system. All right, let's go to number 8, Boris Johnson. At number 7, Xi Jinping. At number 6, Kaylee McEnany and Stephanie Grisham. And both of these are the last and the current, the newly appointed White House press secretary. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Grisham never ran a briefing. Mm-hmm. Amazing times. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell are tied at number 5. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at number 4. Joe Biden's the only guy left standing. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't it refreshing? We haven't had to listen to a lot of political crap, though, for the last... I mean, there's just one good thing that came out of the coronavirus, and I think there'll be a lot of good things, actually, that come out of it, but the idea that we have to be hammered every day, all day long, with stuff from people who want to run for office or be in an office, it just we needed a rest from it, and the virus has provided us with that, I think, anyway.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio are at number 3. Mike Pence, Dr. Tony Fauci, and Dr. Deborah Birx occupy the second spot, the three of them. And Donald Trump is at number 1. And there's a snapshot of this particular week's conversation.
All right, your wife's name is Bernadette. I wonder what she has. The women who are on the DJV program with me have all had lots to say about Dr. Burke's scarves. Like, that was okay. Oh, what's the story with all those scarves? Have you even noticed her scarves? Did Bernadette say anything about her scarves?
No. Dr. Burke's scarves have not entered the consciousness of the Harrison household. What are we missing?
Well, it's the very colorful scarves. Very up to... I mean, I don't know what... I think the girls were bringing us back to an era when a lot of people used to wear scarves. I don't know that many people wear scarves today.
Well, people are wearing them now to hide their faces.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Do you have a mask?
What kind?
Okay, I should have known better than to ask that question. The kind that covers your nose, your nostrils, mouth.
I have masks. Yeah. However, I don't go out.
No.
I haven't been out of the house in weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is under the circumstances. But you know what? You are the perfect one to discuss the technology. Number 10 this week on the story list is all the technology and how we're using it. You know, it pervades all of these things. Actually, number 10 flies into everything from 9 to number 1. Yeah. And how are you using technology now? That is it different than before, or are you just...
Well, I've been into being connected with everybody in the world now for about 20 years. I've been one of the proponents of new technology in the radio industry, probably the loudest voice. Wouldn't you say that I'm the loudest voice in the radio industry? I mean, I was the first...
I think you're the loudest voice in the radio industry in lots of ways.
Yeah, you're... Well, okay. But I have always been a proponent of the advancement of technology and its relationship to sociology. So, I communicate. That's why I could be literally in a place during isolation and not necessarily feel isolated. Right. Because I'm communicating with people all the time. Look at this moment right now.
Yep.
Do I sound like a guy stuck at home in his pajamas?
No. That's terrible.
And his mask?
And his mask. Right. Yeah. Either or both of those things. Well... It is a reality. I've been doing this radio program for 32 years. It'll be, 33 starting in the fall. And I have rarely done it in my clothing. I've mostly done it in my bathrobe. And it hasn't made any difference whatsoever. A lot of people a lot of people wanted to take a shower and get dressed, and they feel like they, you know, are ready to do a battle. I don't think it makes any difference to me, but I think the comfort level that I have enjoyed over the years has helped me actually seem like a more comfortable host, because I am comfortable.
Yeah. And, well, I think we're going through a period. I think we have to reevaluate clothing anyway. I really think that the general paradigm of clothing of the 19th and 20th century. For men with neckties, sport jackets, dresses for women. I think that we have to reevaluate how we dress, and it should be for comfort. When you think about how uncomfortable clothing can be, how about women with high-heeled shoes and men having to wear, you know, neckties and all these things?
Why? Maybe that would be one thing that comes out of all of this.
That's what I'm saying.
A new dress code. It would be, and what will that do to the clothing industry? I remember when I was a kid, when you flew on an airplane, you were dressed up. A lot of people that sat in first class, they were told by the airline, you got to wear a suit or a sport coat and a tie.
Yeah, restaurants wouldn't let you in if you didn't have a jacket. They'd give you an ill-fitting plaid
jacket.
Right.
Oh, yeah, remember that. Yeah. Oh, matter of fact, you and I, that reminds me, long time ago, you and I went to the Grill, someplace in Washington. We went for dinner, and I did not have a sport coat, and they gave me one. You remember? You probably don't remember that.
I remembered vaguely. I mean, I've had that happen several times.
Yeah.
But, you know, how about black tie events? How many times have you not gone to an industry event because it's black tie and you don't want to? And most men don't fit into their tuxedos. You buy it either when you're down on weight and you're feeling good, so you buy your own tux, or you know. So it means you invariably you check out the tux; it's too tight or too loose.
I've got two of them: one from the early days and one from the more recent days. So I can fit no matter what my size.
Right. Well, that's good. But a lot of men actually turn down going to events because they don't want to go through the rigmarole and formal attire for men. I mean, cummerbunds. I have to say, with total respect to the guys out there that think it's cool to wear bow ties, it's a certain type of man.
Yes, it is.
You won't catch me dead.
Starchy. Did we go, when we were at the Radio Hall of Fame, did we wear a tux that night?
I didn't.
No, I don't think I did either. I think I just had on a suit.
No.
Yeah. All right, Michael's, we're waning and waxing philosophical, which is number 8 this week, psychology, philosophy, relationships, that sort of thing. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to stay healthy. MyPillow helps you stay healthy. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV when checking out. That's the way to save money and be healthy. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're talking about what we're eating here off the air. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories, the people, things that stick out. One of the things, when you look at how you're living, the number eight is the psychology of where we are kind of in relationships. I think that couples well with technology, frankly, because that's how we're staying connected, most of us. But Michael just let me in on something that I didn't know. He was quite a good cook, and he's been cooking up a storm. And it sounded like you really were enjoying it. I mean, the tone of your voice as you were telling
me. I love cooking. I love cooking anyway. I mean, I haven't become a cook as a result of this. I do cook a lot more often because I also like eating out. And that's been one of the sacrifices I've made. You know, I like to go to restaurants. And I don't necessarily like fancy restaurants. I like, you know, mom and pop.
Diners. I love to go to diners.
Diners. Mom and pop dives, you know, places that are just unique.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that, but I've been cooking, and I've been trying different things, and you know, cooking, you control the health value of the food. You don't know what they put into stuff at restaurants
exactly.
to make it taste good, and you can control the cost of cooking. It's cheaper. It's not cheap, but it's cheaper to cook at home than to go out to eat every night.
Yeah, so it is. Yeah. So I want to get from you your observations about the focus and the focus, the reality of conversation on the radio today, and there still is a political element to it for sure.
Oh yeah,
but is that waning? Is it waxing? Is it temporarily on the back burner, or is it still very prominent?
It's very prominent. It's just evolving. There'll always be a political element to political talk radio. Come on,
it's like
even on sports radio. There's no sports going on, but they're playing old. Old games, and they're talking history. You know, this is political talk radio. It's news talk, but news and politics go hand in hand. So I'm not somebody who's going to say, "Oh yeah, we're going to stop talking politics." I hate to see the day we stop talking politics. It's part of our freedom in this country. So talk away.
Well, but if you look at the ratings, and I don't mean too much shop talk here, but this is sort of the new normal. We've developed personalities, local and national, that have become very important to a lot of people who depend on the radio. The music stations, not so much anymore, but there are a lot of good talk hosts locally and nationally who have become a real focus. You look at the ratings for a lot of these stations, the podcasts as well, how many more people are listening because they want either the companionship or the information. Which do you think is more important, Michael?
That's a balance. I think the companionship is extremely important. It's an extremely important part of radio. I think the entertainment is extremely important. We just have to understand what is entertaining. You know, some people think entertainment means telling jokes and doing shtick and being silly. No. Entertainment is what's, I guess the word is engaging. There's a word you'll hear. Rather than say entertaining, engaging, meaning, whoa, what's this guy saying? And of course, information and truthful information, or at least honesty and intent, that the person talking to you is giving you companionship, is making you engaged, and is informing you with something you need to know.
I saw a survey suggesting, especially for all talk stations, news talk stations, that sort of thing, a listener survey that gives all of us high marks for coverage of this, and I think that it's mostly because it isn't quite the same hammer as you see with the television. Am I just imagining that, or you think that's what it's about? It's
TV's off the rails. I mean, they're all just nuts.
It's crazy.
They're nuts. They're fear-mongering. They're really sensationalizing this.
Yeah, so what is that? What toll do they pay for that? We'll talk about that in the next half hour here as we continue on the Weekly Talk Radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the checks on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April 6th to the 10th. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the stories, do a little cherry picking. You have stats at number one, and I wonder, as I look at the number of ICU beds, the number of people who are getting treated with various things, the printing from France of the results of the testing, the official real testing that's going on that has so many people confused to use Z-Pak and malaria drug or not. That seems to be driven in a rather strange, awkward way here, because even in the government, they're doing testing of this stuff. One doctor says, oh, no, this isn't reliable, it's not good. And now the doctor says, well, if doctors know what they're doing and they know what the shortcomings are, i.e. for this medication, it's if you have a certain heart problem, you shouldn't take it. But other than that, pretty much good for everybody, as the French and the Europeans have proven. So everybody's scratching their head wondering, why in the world is this so difficult? So you look around at all of these sorts of things, Michael, and you wonder how important are the stats. You've got it at number one, so they must be important. I saw a survey the other day of 15 things people want to know, and the number one thing on it is how many people have it.
Yeah. No, the stats and projections are the number one topic. That's the thing that people are talking about most is what's the projection, how many people are going to die, how many people have died, how many people have it. For example, and of course the stats are not accurate because we don't have enough testing.
The Chinese
going on.
Are lying through their teeth.
And the Chinese are, you know, I hate to say it, but the Chinese are going to have to pay the piper when this is done, because more and more people are aware at how much of a role the communist Chinese government has played in the origins and the spread of this disease through misinformation and who knows what else. But as of this moment in the world, there are 1,605,548 cases of coronavirus diagnosed. There have been 356,161.
I think you meant 1 million.
I said 1,605,548. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Recovery is 356,161, and there have been 95,808 deaths. In the U.S., which has the most of any country, and New York has more than many countries, we have 469,121 confirmed cases, 26,448 recoveries, 16,676 deaths in the U.S. as of the moment we're doing this.
But you see, but we haven't put the Chinese number, the real number. The people at the Epoch Times telling us and you and anybody else who listen to their stats that the numbers coming out of China need to be multiplied by 40 in order to get the real true number of people who have died, who have had this thing. They let everybody run around in Wuhan last week, and now there are more cases that have developed as we do this at the end of the week. And the fact that they, it's just amazing, the lying and the deception. It's almost, we've all known somebody in our lives who was like that, but they have a whole government.
Pathological liars, yes.
Yeah.
We all know pathological liars, and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is the biggest collection of pathological liars we've ever seen in our lifetime. Yeah. I mean, this is we have got to come to terms with that. I'm not a warmonger. Isn't it unusual hearing me be so political?
Yes.
Well, that's how serious this is.
It is. You know? And then we need to do the economics of how much stuff for the fact that we're all of our drugs manufactured. People have got to wake up and held themselves accountable for this problem. It isn't. Yeah. It's a universal problem.
We have all played into it.
Absolutely. Right. Cars got all the stuff from China in them. The health care. It has to stop. And maybe it would be interesting to see if somebody in the political spectrum has the starch to stand up and say,
somebody
okay.
Somebody has. And it's Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has, whether you like him or not, and you know how I feel about Trump. There are things about him I do not like, and there are things about him I'll give him credit where it's
likewise.
Due. Yep, got to give him credit for being the first president in the last, five presidencies to hold the Chinese accountable. Mm-hmm. When he was first saying it, people go, oh, come on, let's not start a war with China, a trade war.
My friend, the ex-Jinping, or whatever, Xi Jinping.
Do you know how many people in this country have their heads up the you-know-what of the Chinese government because of their financial gain? Exactly.
Yep.
Money. We're selling out our future.
Selling out everything. And senator from Tennessee, I can't remember his name, is introducing legislation to bring back to Puerto Rico the tax benefits that made that the headquarters of all the drugs being made in America. They were all done in Puerto Rico. And then the Clinton era, they yanked all of the tax benefits, so they all went to the drug companies went to China to get all this stuff made. And they're using poison to put the covers on some of the pills are actually the coatings are poisonous.
Well, that I don't know, so I'm careful about
just heard that
those kinds
week.
Of claims.
This week,
I don't know about that, but all I'm saying is that economically and otherwise, we are in a very bad state of balance when it comes to what's good for the United States in terms of our relationship with China.
Maybe that's one of the good things that comes out of all of this. Hey, would you like to take a shot at listing at this point? This thing isn't over for a while yet. And maybe months, could be years, who knows. But at this point, how have we benefited? What do you think the benefits are to us as a people, as a country? What's better?
Well, whenever there's a hardship and there's a national crisis, it often brings out the best in people. So we're readjusting our priorities. We're understanding the importance of nurses, doctors, firefighters, police, first responders, neighbors, family, human relations. That's the number one thing we're getting. Number two, we're moving our technology forward 10 years and 10 months. And the way our society is structured technologically is going to be advanced when we come out of this thing. Third, we've changed the political dialogue. You and I talked about that earlier. We're no longer petty left versus right arguments. We now have more important arguments, some of which are reshuffling the deck of what we used to consider, you know, left-wing ideology versus right-wing ideology. We're updating our political dialogue and being less demonizing of each other and more unified. I think those are very important. And perhaps in the process, we will come up with vaccines and medicine that will not only put this particular coronavirus that we're dealing with into the, you know, the ash heap of history, but maybe we'll have new ways of dealing with future pandemics and other viruses as well.
I just think that we've done a lot of good stuff in the name of helping people. We are a country that really is. I'm frustrated because I can't give blood. Have you tried to give blood? I can't seem to find a place that I can make an appointment.
Now's a tough time to go out and give blood, but I'm sure now's a tough time to do anything that has to do with illness. Now's a tough time to have elective surgery. Now's a tough time to have dialysis. Now's a tough time to have any kind of operation. Now's a tough time to get a toothache. This is a rough time. So when we're done with this, I will make sure that you know how to get blood.
Thank you. That would be very nice of you. I wouldn't want to own an office building. I saw a survey, 82% of people working at home don't expect to return to the office full time.
Who told you that a few weeks ago?
I think it was Michael Harrison.
When people are able to work from home and all the technology is there, not only are they not going to want to go back to work, their bosses aren't going to want them to come back.
You know, what's also interesting is you see these late night shows or some of these now these at home shows that are being produced. And the interesting anecdote of kids running in front of the camera. My daughter is a professor at UCLA. And so now they're teaching at home. And so she had to go into the bedroom to close the door and have some privacy. And my 5-year-old grandson, who is at home as well, with, you know, like everybody else, comes running in the room, "Mommy, Mommy!" And she's in the middle of it. And the kids loved it. You know, they saw the dog, they see the kid. There's a realness to it that we need, I think, to, you know, kind of break down some of the barriers we have.
Yeah. I do want to encourage anybody who's broadcasting from their home, like Vice President Biden or a lot of these TV anchors, be careful what books are in your shelf. People are looking to see what you read.
I hadn't even thought about that.
It's something I figured out years ago. You know,
what is in Biden's book? What is he reading?
I'm trying to figure it out. It's all blurry because he's got them on they're on an angle. Oh. But I definitely am going to decipher. See what it doesn't necessarily mean it's what he reads. I mean, I don't know how many people read books anymore, but it's still interesting. What I'm saying is, you know, you can get yourself in a world of trouble by not thinking out the background when you're broadcasting from your home. You know, people have been busted for many an infraction by not realizing because they're so used to it. It's home. They don't realize that not everybody has dust bunnies that are 5 pounds or have books that make it appear you're a political subversive or frivolous,
right.
or God knows what else.
Yeah. The Holy Grail of conversation. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, a reminder about your health and well-being. Most of the people who are getting sick, 78% of them, in fact, are obese. They have problems tied to their health that have to do with what they weigh, what they eat, that sort of thing. And so as a result of that, it's time for me to help you get out of that hole, that conundrum, that problem. And the way to do it is to lose weight using Calotren, Calotren. Calitrin. Excuse me, I get so excited. Careful.
Please continue.
I think I will. Thank you very much. It may be shorter, though, after that. Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. You want yourself to be healthy. You want to get through all of this madness and have the best chance you can of being healthy on the other side. And you got to lose the weight to do it. So buy three, get three free. Buy 30, get 30 free. All that deal connected to using the discount code DJV. Get free shipping as well at toploss.com. On the people side of things, Doug Steffen here with a look at the list here. Number 10 is Brett Crozier and Thomas Modly kind of connected together. Number 9, Linda Tripp. Number 8, Boris Johnson getting out of the intensive care unit. Number 7, the leaders of China. Number 6, Stephanie Grisham and Kaylee McEnany. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Joe Biden. Number 3, Andrew Cuomo. Number 2, Mike Pence and Dr. Fauci are in tied position there. And Donald Trump is at number 1 on the people list, which is what you would expect. Lots of attention being given to Dr. Fauci and what he has to say. Some of the contradictions, all part of the discussion here in the world of News Talk Radio, which we're happy to cover for you every week. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks to Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Teens can be moody, and for parents, knowing what's normal behavior and what isn't can be difficult. But there are things parents can look out for that can be signs of more serious mental health conditions.
If teens start struggling socially, academically, and are increasingly more withdrawn and moody at home, declining grades, dropping out of sports activities that they enjoyed previously.
Pediatric psychiatrist Dr. Paul Kroarkin says the other piece is duration. If this is behavior that goes on for weeks and weeks, that's a good clue that something may be wrong.
We encourage parents and teenagers to think of depression and anxiety and other mental health or psychiatric problems as they would of any other medical problem like asthma or a broken bone, in that, you know, if things are severe enough, you need to seek help, you need to see a physician, and they're treatable, addressable problems.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The stories, take a moment to go through them in order so you have the official list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10, technology in this age of the virus. Number 9, the situation on the Theodore Roosevelt, the aircraft carrier with the virus. Number 8, the psychology of fear and the virus, how that's affecting you. Number 7, celebrities who have had or do have the COVID-19. Number 6, race relations. Are black and Latinos getting more of the virus than white people? Number 5, the presidential race. Primary in Wisconsin, politics in general. Number 4, our relations with China. Number 3, what's going on in the healthcare world in terms of treatment, in terms of research, in terms of job opportunities. That's kind of coupled together with number 2, because that's all about the economy and how it's being affected. The economy is almost dead. Wow. And projections as to when this is all going to be over, number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. All right, one of the things that I like to tout about Michael and his world is the weekly interview he does with somebody specifically from our field. So the MH Interview, mhinterview.com, this week Michael interviews the fellow who's running a station that has heritage identity, WABC. And now that it has new ownership, what's on the horizon there, Michael?
Well, that's kind of interesting. WABC is owned by one company. That's the only station they own. It's not a corporate, mega corporate thing. The guy that owns it, John Katsimatidis, loves New York radio, loves WABC, loves radio. And this is going to be a throwback to the good old days and maybe the beginning of a renaissance of small, not small in terms of money, but small in terms of numbers, ownership of radio stations. It could be a renaissance. Very exciting, so we're watching it carefully.
Check it out. Michael Harrison Interview, mhinterview.com. You can find it also at talkers.com, where you can find all the latest info on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, my friend, our friend, everybody's friend, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He is everybody's friend because he's got lots of helpful information. His college professor, I was going to call you, well, yeah, it is. You have a professorial bent on things. And you are at Bentley University, after all. So, sorry. Anyway, Steve has some interesting anecdotal reference and observation on misinformation. Those of you who think that your stimulus check is part of your refund. All right, so what's the real story here?
Yeah, this was something that has just been coming around on Twitter, and which is shocking that actually it's something falls on Twitter. This is such a complex situation. The stimulus check, and it's interesting when they come up with the acronym. Do you know what the law is actually called? It's called the Corona Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. Cares. So the government cares for us. But the misinformation is seeing today and yesterday is that the checks that you're getting, the up to $1,200 per person and $500 for dependents, is a loan that you're getting from yourself, in essence, that it's just an advance off what you would be getting for future income tax refunds, could not be more inaccurate. These checks, and you don't have to apply for them in any fashion, they're going to come just through getting the information from your either 2019 income tax return, your 2018 tax return, or your Social Security amounts. Those are just a straight out grant to you. I shouldn't use the term grant because that's a legal meaning. It is a payment to you. It is not taxable income. It is not a loan based upon your, and has to be refunded and repaid based upon any refunds you get. It's a straight out payment. So people shouldn't be kind of misled by that misinformation.
Yeah. Right. A lot of people being preyed on, though. A lot of Americans are trying to take precautions. You've been very good about explaining, because not only do you have that professorial role and legal role, but you have a website which is informing people about the dangers of all these coronavirus scams. It's scamicide.com. Scammers are cooking up new schemes, exploring every angle to profit off of people. What's the latest one? Or maybe you got a group of them you want to share.
Yeah, and I do, because this is one of these things where we actually have made a change on scamicide.com. And if you go to the scamicide.com, the top of the first page, there is a red tab that says coronavirus scams. You check on that, and you will go to each of the scams of the day that we've done that relate to it. And frankly, we're up to 20, and I got about another 10 that are sitting in the waiting room waiting to come on. The biggest ones now do relate to these checks and the checks that you're going to getting. You do not have to apply for it, and the government is not going to be sending you an email, a text message, or a phone call in regard to this. They're not going to be asking for personal information. Anyone that asks for this is a scammer. When you do get your checks, and the checks should be starting to go out, and they'll either be sent wired to your bank account if you use that for refunds for your income tax return, or if you didn't use a bank account to have your refund sent, if you had it mailed, it'll be mailed to you. 15 days after your legitimate check comes out, you will get an actual letter from the IRS confirming that it's been sent out to you and providing you the website to go to if you haven't gotten your payment. So that is the only thing you will get. It will be a letter, and it won't be asking you for any personal information.
None. Zero. One of the things legally are these suits that are starting. I want to get your take on the suits being filed against the Red Chinese, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, rulers of China, suits $8 trillion by a group of businessmen in China, another $8 trillion by a U.S. business organization. I can't help but think I wouldn't mind signing on just because I want to have a lot of attention paid to them. Are they going to get anywhere?
No, we have a saying here in the Boston area, good luck to you and the Red Sox, who really going to need it this year. No, cases won't go anywhere. But you know something? I kind of agree with you that maybe this is something that will air a lot of issues in the process. May not be ultimately successful in getting money through the courts, but it might be a good idea to get a greater transparency.
Yeah, got to change. We have to change how we do business here. We got to get them out
Absolutely.
Of our lives and our faces. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his legal points of view and some warnings, too, from his website, scamicide.com, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.